This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Indie Alley, your place for independent comics and independent wrestling. But it's not Friday night. It's a rare Tuesday night recording because we just got too much shit to do this weekend. But we're here. We are here to make sure you have a show on Sunday because we know how much you would miss us.
That's true. It's Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday. Oh, in this part of the country, it's taco every day. We do a lot of tacos out here.
You do.
And I can make that joke.
Yeah, you can make that joke, but I can't even eat tacos anymore, so it's cool.
What do? Eat lettuce wraps?
Kind of. I mean, you know that Mediterranean stuff, so
I've been
going full force on that, so it's...
Are you eating any meat at all?
Eggs.
Eggs. Any birds? Okay.
A little bit, but it's like they tell you that you should only, what, like 2 days a week or something, so we'll see. We'll see how much like belly fat and stuff cuts off. I'm sure it's gonna. Joey said that I'm gonna be even more shredded quickly.
We'll see. See, I can't go that far. I've been bad. I haven't. New Year's resolution. Blah. It's already gonna be February, and I haven't got back on the horse yet. So.
Yeah, it's the hard part is getting back on. That's for sure. Yeah, it does take some time, but yeah. Plus, like the diet that I do understand, like when you said you were eating that way, that you're not hungry because of like the stuff you're eating. I do feel that way now.
That you're not hungry?
Yeah, because I would eat like, I don't know, like 200 grams more protein than I do now.
Yeah, I don't put a lot of protein. I mean, in the protein I was getting, some of it was from like beans, like chickpeas and white beans and stuff like that. So
yeah, I threw in a couple eggs today just because, and then I wasn't hungry after that, so I was like, wow, this is crazy. So I, you know, had a salad later and some wheat pasta, a little bit of wheat
there
pasta.
You go.
Yeah, I had the pasta.
Yeah, that's what I did, a lot of brown rice and couscous mixed in there and gave up the other stuff. Nothing, no white rice, no white pasta, that's for damn sure. No.
too much sugar. It's not appropriate for that diet, that lifestyle. And I mean, just think about it. Like the people in the Mediterranean, like Italian or Greek or anything else that's in that area, there's probably a reason why they live longer than us.
Yep. And one of the popular things about the Mediterranean diet is you get some red wine too.
I don't drink. So
I know you don't, but a lot of people do. So at least you still get a little beverage in there. You know, a lot of the other diets are no to the beer. You know,
that's funny because the old lady was like, so you're going to be a drunk now, according to this. I'm like, no, I'm not, dude. No, I'm not. I don't do any of that stuff anymore.
Huh? Yeah. Well, it's moderation. You're not supposed to drink a bottle of wine.
But, you know, like some of us might be a little obsessive compulsive with our things. So you never know. No, as long as it's not in a box, I guess.
Yeah. No. No box wine.
But I do enjoy like a good Cabernet. Like I like Coppola.
There
I like
go.
That.
Coppola.
It's not expensive, and it's, you know, it's my price range.
The diamond label, yeah.
What is that, 13, 15 bucks a bottle?
Yeah, depending on which one you buy. That's about right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the last time I drank wine.
Cool. Well, like as we said, we're doing a show on a Tuesday, which means we haven't watched much wrestling yet. I mean, we could be watching Into the Fire right now. We could be watching AEW Dark, but we're here for you. And, there's a lot to talk about that we kind of missed last week, I would say, because we were doing our draft, and we're going to finish up our draft. And I've only read a few comics. Have you read a lot of comics? I only read this afternoon was the first comics I read all week.
I probably only read like 10 books since we last recorded, which was, what, 3 days ago?
Uh-huh.
So, no, I just have, the two that really stand out for me was like Folklore and maybe Family Tree, Matt Kent and Jeff Lemire. They're still going strong. But, You did remind me before we started up that American Jesus, that second issue, I was, wow.
Oh, wow. I haven't read the second one yet. Good.
It was pretty good. Like, you know that in the first issue, the daughter, where they think she's like the Christ figure or whatnot.
Yeah, or she's like the Virgin Mary.
Right. Well, the mom is like the Virgin
Yeah,
Mary.
okay, yeah.
They, and then they use, she's breaking away from the family and stuff. Well, she bounces.
Wow.
Yeah, so that, like, now I'm like, okay, this is taking a different turn. So it's kind of, but I get like a feeling with that book. It's like a, like, remember the David Koresh stuff, like the Waco, Texas.
Oh, yeah, because they do, don't they go to Waco? I think that's how the issue one ended. They're driving into Waco, yeah.
And it's a lot like that. It reminds me a lot of like that compound stuff.
Oh, shit.
So I'm wondering where he's gonna take this book, but I'm into it. I like anything Millar, of course, because he follows me on Twitter. So of course, when I printed, put it up that I was reading it, and I didn't even tag him or nothing, he liked it.
Nice.
So I know he's checking my timeline, so that's pretty sweet. That's pretty sweet,
That's funny. Did you
Yeah,
read
that's
the
what
first one?
I did, yes. And then I own the first trade as well, so.
That's what I meant. And you know what? You don't have to read the first trade to read this. They're two
No.
separate stories. If you're thinking of jumping on this, you're like, yeah, but then I got to read the first trade. No, you don't have to read the first trade. They're two
No.
completely different stories. So.
And I'm thinking that he's gonna be like, this could be part of his Netflix stuff, because they had a lot of Netflix stuff in there, unless it's because of the other books. But I'm wondering if this is gonna be in there. This could be a little touch and go for some
Well,
type of people.
the Messiah's out there, and it's in that kind of vein, I would think. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think, well, I guess they do have like Making Murder stuff and stuff on Netflix, so I guess anything can be on Netflix after you think about it. So,
So I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, supposedly all his stuff is fair game for Netflix. I mean, I don't know which we're getting first. I think it's the Magic Order, but who knows? I mean,
I
Prodigy
kind of,
definitely read as a Netflix
yeah,
series.
that. If that's going to be a Netflix series, that's going to be pretty sweet, because that whole run was great. I kind of wish like Huck was like a Netflix series.
It could be, I guess. I guess technically all that stuff is available except for maybe Kingsman. I think Kingsman is one of the few things that Fox still got to hold on to, but I think they didn't get to keep Kick-Ass and Hit Girl, but I may be wrong. So, but who knows? I've heard that Huck and some of those things, they were in development for a lot of different people. So, in development hell though, so just let him go. Let him do some things with it at Netflix. They'll be better as series anyway. All this stuff works well. Space Bandits, I didn't read Sharky the Bounty Hunter. I only read like one issue and I never went back to it. And then the end of Space Bandits, I was like, oh crap, and I gotta go back and read Sharky because they're connected. I was like, son of a gun.
Wait, is that the character that's kind of like Lobo or something?
It's
Okay.
connected to Space Bandits if you read Space, and I love Space Bandits, so now I have to go back and read Sharky. I was like, son of a gun. So I gotta go back. I probably the trade, because I'm not gonna find the flops.
So he's building a universe then.
Yeah, definitely with those two books he is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much like the books that I read this week, though, would be those. I did read a few others, like, well, I guess you could see it on my Twitter feed, where we write down like everything that we read and keep track of, because of my 500 comic goal hashtag. But nothing really. I don't think. Oh, Heart Attack was kind of good though too. Are you still getting that one?
I think so. I'm not
And
that far ahead because you basically read last week's books, and I think I'm working on books that are like maybe 3 weeks ago.
oh, so you still have two and three to read.
Probably, yeah. I didn't
Okay.
realize we were at three, so
Yeah,
yeah.
the one I just read was number three. So yeah, so I'll let you catch up before I say anything about that. But yeah, so what have you read this week?
So I didn't start reading till today. I wasn't in the mood to read Sunday and Monday with all that. The world was not a happy place. We'll just leave it there. We lost Kobe and all that, and I was not in the mood. So I didn't read till today. And so I've read three books. That's it. I read Sonata, which is a really good book.
And a good wrestler.
Sonata? Yes, he is. But I think that Sonata is with an A and a D. Yes. And this is with an O and a T. Sonata. Sonata. But it's a really good book. And that book was weird because I bought them and they kind of piled up. And I had four before I finally read it, from one to four. And I just, boom, I love that book. And I was telling you, I don't know if I would have loved it if I had read them individually over a month like that. One every month. Because I don't know, just reading that way, it just flowed like a trade. And because it's kind of deep and it's a bit complex at times, but it's a really good book. And now it's one of the ones I look forward to. And I just read the latest one today and I like where it's going. This one dude's parents are just horrible. They really showed how horrible they were in this episode, man. So they're like the ultimate villains. So that was cool about that one. And then what else did I read today? I read Dark Red. I don't know if it's the newest one or not, though.
But, how did it end?
Transforming into something, the big baddie, the woman is transforms into
one. Yeah, okay, that's the last issue.
That's the newest one? Okay.
Yes.
Stu, man. Stu. There was a lot of sighs and sadness. We lost Stu.
Yeah. So do you think that they're going to stop with the like comedy stuff now?
No, they'll bring in new people. I think they will. But this was not, well, there was a little comedy, I guess, but this was not what you'd call the comedic issue for sure.
Right.
I posted it was a bloodbath, this issue, and people got wiped out.
Was that 8 or 9?
I think it was 9. I think
that book's been moving along pretty quickly.
Yeah.
He's getting it. I do enjoy that book, but it's taken more of a horror vibe the last couple issues, opposed to like all the funny, because if you remember the beginning was like funny rednecks and stuff, mm-hmm. truck stop, and had a lot of humor. It's been getting real, especially this last issue.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, there's still some funny things like the pants. Stu was wearing the assless pants and
yeah.
So there's a few things, but yeah, not to the level it was.
You ever seen Son-in-Law?
Yes.
With Pauly Shore? That's what I remembered, like, when I saw that, and I was like, cheek chillers. Like, remember, he was like, check it out, Becca, cheek chillers. Like, that's one of my, I'm a big Pauly Shore fan, so, like, Steven Tyler PJs, ow, buddy, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. You're not a Pauly Shore guy?
Not as much of a Pauly Shore guy, no.
He got all the chicks, man.
Yeah, he got all the Lisas.
Yeah. Buff the wood. Okay, one more thing. Like, when he was in that movie, like, it was funny because he was like, I want to let you know after you left, I popped your daughter's trunk. That's what he told the dude. Or he was like, he just made fun of, like, you know, the country lifestyles, he'd be like, oh, hey, which one are you, Bartles or James? Like, the stuff he said was so funny, man. It was funny. And for, like, a kid that grew up in the city to, like, be like, you know, when he said, you got chickens? Is it extra crispy or original recipe? Oh, yeah, I know the whole movie. Ask my kids. We watch all his movies, In the Army Now, Encino Man, Jury Duty, Goof Troop.
Oh my god.
Or is it the Goofy movie, he's in that too, so I'm Pauly Shore. That's my spirit animal.
I'm speechless. I don't know.
That's my spirit animal, yeah, man.
Wow. Wow, I don't even know what other comics I read after that. You just left me speechless on this revelation.
Biodome, you seen that one?
Yes, I have seen Biodome.
Free mahi mahi. Yeah, I'm a moron like that. I like dumb shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's all I read.
That was the third one
read? Yeah, Something Killing the Children. But I think I may be behind. But there's one coming out this week, so maybe I'm not behind. I don't know.
Where did it end?
They're in the cave. And that guy follows her in the cave, and she tells him he better duck or get down or something.
That might have been the last one.
Okay. So I think... because I'm pretty close to current.
Issue 4, probably?
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be, because it seems fresh in my mind. Like I read it maybe like 2 weeks ago, but yeah.
See, I'm like late December, early January is where my pile is for me.
So you're on like subscription catalog time.
Yeah.
Like if you were receiving your comics by mail, but like slow mail, like we used to. If you got something like when yeah. when you got that Sports Illustrated as a kid and it was like 3 weeks behind.
Yes.
yeah.
That's where I'm at. So
as long as it wasn't the swimsuit issue, right?
Yeah, that was a bummer. That took too long. I remember when I switched to Sporting News and I started getting them every week and I couldn't keep up with them and it just became a big old pile of shit. My mom got mad and threw away.
I love Sporting News, but the internet killed them.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't need the box scores from them anymore and all that stuff, yeah.
And then you got constant content from, you know, all different places. You could find anything you wanted to, yeah.
I use Sporting News because I used to be a huge card collector of sports memorabilia, but specifically cards. And I used to keep track of the minor leagues because we had a minor league team here in town, a AAA team, and I would go autograph hunt for guys that were still in the minors. So you would be getting the rookie cards and you would like keep track of the minor league box scores to see who might be coming to town and try to score some autographs before they hit the majors, guys that were hot. So that was, that was my Bible, man. Sporting News.
Yeah.
Used it for everything. Yeah. Pre-internet.
Well, look at that. 2 weeks in a row, we're talking sports.
I know. We're going to lose all our listeners at this rate.
Well, I'm a huge sports fan, so I have to, whatever. It's gonna happen. As a matter of fact, like this week is a busy week for us. Like we have a lot of playoff hockey games. That's why we're recording early. And Andrew has a couple things. And Super Bowl's this weekend, which we usually celebrate my birthday on too, which is around this week. And I don't want to think about how old I'm getting, but I do want to celebrate the Super Bowl. So
one last thing before we jump into the wrestling: what is going to be the thing that's bad for you that you're going to eat on Super Bowl Sunday? You know, you're probably eating nothing. Something. Really? No. I'm eating wings. I don't give a shit.
I might eat a little extra brown rice or, you know what? I might actually get, like, Chipotle.
There you go. You can get the brown rice at Chipotle.
Yeah. Did you watch anything this week?
Of TV shows?
Yeah.
No. I kind of went TV dark. I had family over, and then my daughter was watching her own thing. And then I said, I was kind of in a funk, man. I mean, I'm not going to lie. That Kobe Bryant stuff was like really depressing, and I just
that was pretty tough.
Yeah, so I kind of just stayed. I didn't do anything. I didn't watch much TV. Last night was the first time I started watching stuff, and it was wrestling related. I watched some old Stardom matches, so it's not even nothing fun to report about. These are like from July, because that's. But
yeah, I watched a little bit of The Boys. I'm still catching up because I forgot since I left the Indianapolis Colts training camp earlier this. What was that, August? I forgot that I was even watching it. And then what reminded me was because I seen that The Boys is coming back in comic form with Garth Ennis. So that was like huge for me. And I was excited about that. And I was like, you know what? I need to check this out. You know, start catching up. I think I have like two more episodes, whatever. But it's finding time to watch TV is hard, especially this time of the year. And then one thing that I'm really excited for that I'm going to start checking out is October Faction has started on Netflix. And that is from a comic book by Steve Niles and Damian Worm. That's an IDW book. And it's basically like a family that hunts monsters. But these families have their own like kind of powers. I think like one's a werewolf or something. Don't quote me on it. I haven't totally watched it. But I am excited about what comes on this following week as well. Lock and Key.
Yeah, that one I'm not going to mess around with, and I'm going to get into it. I may not binge it, but I'll probably do my where I like to do two episodes a day thing.
So you're saying next week when we record on next Friday, which is, what, 10 days from now, we're going to, we might be discussing some Lock and Key?
Maybe the first couple episodes. Definitely not the whole thing. I don't think
I'll... No, I can never make it. No, I couldn't do
mix
that.
In a Super Bowl and all kinds of other stuff. There's no way I'm getting more than a few episodes in, I'm sure.
Yeah, same here. I got to take breaks from everything. That's how I roll.
I don't like straight binging. You miss stuff.
No.
At least I do.
Yeah, I couldn't do that either. Oh, you know what? You know what Super Bowl what I might have? I just was thinking about that because you said binging. I might have cauliflower pizza.
Ooh, that doesn't count. That's not
Light
cheating.
on the sauce. That's it.
That's
That's
being
where I'm.
good.
That's not being good. I can't eat that normally. That's got
I guess.
nitrates and stuff on it. Meats that I
Dude,
can't normally eat.
I'm gonna have wings from Wingstop with their fries and a bunch of ranch. That's going bad. I'm going
You
bad.
use ranch? Do you put ranch on stuff like some Midwesterner or
Like the
something?
fries. I like it on the fries. What can I say? I'm sorry.
I'm starting to think that you're white. I'm
I'm getting the
questioning you.
spicy wings, so it's
Oh, okay. So that makes it better, right?
yeah, as long as there's hot sauce in it,
Does Felipe listen to this?
put
Because
some
I'm
Cholula
asking it.
or some
Okay, now you're
Tampico
trying to
or
save
something.
yourself. Trying to save yourself now, huh?
Yeah.
Man, that's like some white thing right there.
Yeah,
That's
well, that's what I'm
what
going for. It's the
I
Super Bowl.
heard. I heard they sell a pizza in like Oklahoma area or something that has like the ranch instead of sauce on it.
Okay, no, I'm not going that far. That's just nutballs. Yuck.
And funny thing is, when I was like managing a, I worked in like restaurant business for a long time and was in management. I watched this lady pull out a bottle of ranch from her own out of her purse and stuff. I mean, that's how you do it, huh? She looked like one of those Honey Boo Boo's moms. You know, Honey Boo Boo? Like she looked like her. Like she just poured it out. I'm like, holy crap, this chick right here. Look at her. And then she's asking for to-go containers with some of our stuff in it too. I'm like, you brought. Okay, whatever.
Out
Yep.
west, a lot of girls carry their own hot sauce. That's pretty common in a purse.
Really?
Yep. The different little hot sauces, they'll carry a little bottle in their purse.
Yeah,
because a lot of
I mean,
places won't have it, other than the traditional Mexican places. Yeah.
that's funny. Yeah, my buddy Greg, who I hope he's listening, because he went to a Mexican restaurant and he's the only dude that ever went to a Mexican restaurant and ordered chicken fingers. He's gonna ask him if they had ketchup at a
Oh
Mexican.
man.
Greg, that one's for you. There you go.
Oh.
Sold out. I'm not telling them where you live or nothing, so it's cool.
You
But
know, to forgive the poor guy. I mean, my kids did that to me. We'd go to a nice Mexican place, and inevitably one of them would order chicken fingers or a hamburger.
he's 30 some years old.
Yeah, true. Okay. But still, I would be looking at them like, really?
I'm not
You're
giving him a
getting
pass.
chicken fingers here today? We're not at Applebee's today.
Yeah. Greg's just picky. He doesn't need much stuff, but yeah. I guess it counts that he took his wife there, so yeah. Yeah, but that's it. I guess we made this the beginning of this instead of comics, we filled it with lots of food, Super Bowl food and things like that.
Yeah, a little bit of TV.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot more to talk about with the TV soon, so.
Yeah, it's just a shortened week for us. We don't have a lot to talk about, so I guess if you're still listening, you're listening because you love us.
Or you
Or you're
fell
waiting for
asleep
Joey.
if or they fell asleep and it's just playing in the background.
Yeah, that could be. So you ready for me to get Joe?
Yeah, go get him. Let's wrestle. Tar Heels.
He got everything North Carolina on right now.
Jordan? Jordan?
No.
You
You
don't
better
even know
say
where North
You better
Carolina
say
is.
Jordan, because if you say Montross or someone like that, I'm leaving. I'm not even gonna finish
Eric
the joke.
Montrose.
Oh man, gosh, North
Who played for North
Carolina.
Carolina?
Yeah, it could be worse.
Wasn't
He
it
could be
Kobe
wearing
White did?
Duke.
Oh, Kobe White.
Yep. Then
Who?
Kobe White. He's a rookie for the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, don't know him. Don't know
He
him.
just he only knows him because of NBA 2K20.
Ah, so you don't know the classics. You don't know James Worthy.
I don't know who they are.
Do you ever see James Worthy play?
Jerry Stackhouse.
Oh
I've
man.
never seen him play.
Rasheed
But I
Wallace.
know who they
Oh,
are.
Sheed. You see Sheed?
I was not alive then.
What's that supposed to be? No, you
You
weren't.
wait.
Anthony was,
You
but
watch
you.
old wrestling on the network. Look for some old basketball.
Where at?
I don't know, YouTube. Doesn't YouTube have
Yes.
everything?
Yeah, ESPN Classics? I don't know.
I watch a little documentaries, like the one about the Bad Boy Pistons. Shows a bunch of stuff about it and stuff, yeah.
I don't think any of them were Tar Heels. No, Tar Heels.
Just Rasheed.
But he wasn't a bad boy, was he? He came after the Bad Boys.
He was. Oh yeah, that's right. I was thinking of going to work Pistons. Yeah. Bad Boy Pistons. I don't think they had anyone. No, they were all like Big Ten schools mainly.
No, they were playing against James Worthy. Yeah. So James Worthy was the enemy. Him and Magic.
Andrew's showing his age.
I am showing my age. Showtime, baby. Showtime.
That's what I used to say with your mom. Nothing.
All right.
Well, let's get into the wrestling.
Oh. He's telling us to move it along. Okay, let's get into the wrestling. Well?
What do you have to say?
What?
You obviously have something to say.
Okay, so do we just do like news this week?
Right, here's the
first
microphone.
Okay, so news this week. So MLW was pretty good. It was best. Like what they're doing. They're using the AAA guys. Conan was over there talking trash to Injustice. And then they had a three-way
six
tag.
Man.
No, because that would be 3-on-3. Three-way tag team match. So, like, two guys versus two guys versus two guys. And then after that, I don't know what was after that, but it wasn't that good, I guess. The Hart Foundation is staying together, I guess, because they thought it was over because they went against each other.
So who's the Hart Foundation now?
I mean, the Hart Dynasty or whatever.
Well, who is it? Who's in it?
It was Pillman, Teddy Hart, and
Teddy Hart's gone.
Yeah, I know, but Pillman and the other guy.
So that's what I meant. So it's just two people.
Yeah.
There's no Teddy Hart. I thought you were telling me that Teddy Hart was back. I was like, really?
No, but they thought they didn't like each other anymore, but they were still friends or something because Contra attacked, what's his name? Whatever. But then the main event was like one of those ECW Sabu versus Terry Funk matches where like the ropes are made barbed wire and like it was Havoc with a Priscilla Kelly and versus Jimmy Havoc. I mean, no.
Mance Warner. Oh, Priscilla Kelly is his valet.
It's his manager, he said.
Wow.
Yes, that's his manager.
Wow.
I don't know if she's going to wrestle there.
Well, she has to have someone to wrestle. That's part of the problem. I don't know how many ladies they actually have, so.
Yeah.
Wow. What a score on Havoc's part.
Yeah. Like, it was kind of weird because, like, she would just, like, rub her hand down his arm or something. I was like, is that okay? Because I know, like, Selena Vega does it with, like, Andrade when she's, like, out there with Aleister Black, too. But, I mean, it's still, like, weird.
That's acting.
So you say she fingers his arm?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Anything else on MLW?
February 1st, there's, what is it? February 1st, they have a pay-per-view called Fightland. And the two biggest matches I'm picking out is Killer Cross versus Tom Lawler.
Yeah.
And
I don't like Lawler.
Seema versus Jacob Fatu.
Oh, that's a better match. That'd be a good match for sure.
So they have like all of the Strong Heart guys over there for that pay-per-view. And I guess Killer Cross is, I don't know if he's with MLW or he's just staying indie for now. Hmm.
Did you know that the Strong Heart guys showed up at AAA this weekend?
Oh, they did?
Yep. They ran into a match. They beat up Amber Gessa and Big Mommy.
Oh.
Yep.
All three of them? Or?
Yeah, I think so. Because it said Strong Hearts. I didn't watch it. So I'm assuming. For sure, T-Hawk and Seema.
Because it was because MLW has a thing with them, so it's AEW. So
nice. So everything's cross promoting all over the damn place. Well, I guess my news is I'm really happy that Thunder Rosa is the women's champion at NWA. Excuse me. She won at the pay per view over the weekend. That was really the only match I cared about, and I'm glad she won it.
Oh, and then one other thing was that Injustice was talking trash. So Conan puts Drago against Myron Reed for the title.
Ugh.
You just brought that in, cut him off to talk about Jordan Oliver.
But NWA's, it's not worthy of the spot.
It's not worth. You telling me Thunder Rosa is not worthy of the spot?
No, she is, but it's not just NWA. It's like all of it.
Are you kidding me?
Oh man, you just dissed like Thunder Rosa for Jordan Oliver.
And did you see that they just signed that Sean Mooneyham to be like an announcer for them too?
NWA did?
Yeah.
Nice.
So former WWE announcer Sean Mooneyham.
Wow.
And didn't Joe's boy like win a title there too? Ricky Starks.
Yeah, Ricky Starks won a belt.
That's your boy, right?
What?
Got a man crush on Rickster.
I don't watch NWA.
What? Yeah, don't lie. Don't lie. You had to watch know what Marty did. You know you did.
No, didn't watch. Didn't watch.
Oh, you know what Marty did this week, though?
No, don't. Have no idea.
He crashed New Japan in North Carolina.
He watched.
Is that why you're wearing all that North Carolina stuff?
No. But,
and he challenging Jay White.
Challenging Jay White for what?
He's challenging him. For the Bullet Club? I don't know.
No, he needs to run the Bullet Club. Because he doesn't have any titles. He doesn't have a title, so.
Isn't Marty still in the Bullet Club?
No, he left with the Elite.
Would that be a crazy thing if he became the new leader of the Bullet Club?
It would work.
Like, what if the Gorillas like and all of them thing, turn right? on White?
Too sweet. Yeah. So they do the Marty thing. So he's already a main piece of it, even though he's not there.
That would be some crazy shit. That what a way to break up the Bullet Club. That would be because there's a new logo.
Yeah.
Tamatanga was tweeting a new logo. He just
put a new logo out.
And he said, for expect just big his things.
T-shirt or like everybody?
It's just a general Bullet Club logo.
Oh, so it's not like everybody has their own t-shirt? Like
it looks like a 90s hockey jersey logo.
Yeah, you're right. That's what it looks like. Or a minor league baseball or something like that. Yeah.
Or an XFL logo.
Yeah, it's not as cool as the original Bullet Club shirt, but still, you know.
The original Bullet Club shirt just said Bullet Club on it.
And it's cool. And it has a bullet.
This one has like a shotgun or something, right?
It has like a little dude holding a shotgun, doesn't it? Like
yeah, somewhere. A little dude.
Put your phone down. It reminded me of like the Bret the Hitman Hart when he had the Calgary Hitman. Like that logo.
Yeah.
But yeah, that I'm interested to see because I read further in an article that Marty is open to working with AEW, Ring of Honor, and AEW doing a cross promotion.
They're doing
Let's get it done.
Let's get it done.
So that's how they bring them over?
All the indies together. Get everyone over.
But then all they need is New Japan. And then they can... this thing? No.
No, Joe.
Then they can take down WWE. All the indies working together.
Yeah, there's no taking down. I mean, Ospreay... I mean,
they're not going to take it
down. Ospreay said it was one of the best Royal Rumbles he'd ever seen. He was tweeting more love at WWE.
Really?
But because Brock Lesnar was halfway through the whole thing?
No, because his boy... Want it. What's his name?
Drew McIntyre?
Drew McIntyre. Yeah. He was really sending love towards Drew McIntyre. So.
That's who I picked to win.
So now you did after it's over, right?
No, before. Ew. It does have like a hockey.
I told you that.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It doesn't have a faction look. It has like Bret Hart came out with the jerseys. Like he just walked out.
Yeah, but that kind of thing might be popular in Japan. It might actually sell like hotcakes. You know.
Well, because it's like a little cartoonish.
Yeah, like a little like anime kind of thing.
Oh wow, that's racist. Looks,
yeah, kind of.
That cyberpunk. Is not anime. Anime comes from Japan. It's popular in Japan.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? We have to have another drug test.
No.
That's a failed test.
A failed test. Kind of like when you were drafting. You should have been drug tested that whole draft.
Yeah. What kind of shit was that?
We're thinking of renaming your team catering.
Because all your people spend their time in catering.
I had
catering.
All these chances. Like I had you guys said Kenny, then you said Mox.
Joe, you had the third pick.
And then
you picked
I could have said
Page.
Cody or Pac.
Joe, you had Jungle three Boy. And four back to back.
And I said Jungle Boy and
you
Dustin.
Picked Jungle Boy. So he took Ray Second Phoenix, pick. Cody, Pac, Darby Allin was still there.
Yep. I took Jericho in like the sixth round. I left him there for you out of kindness.
Yeah, but I wasn't really going to pick Jericho yet. But I could have picked any of the other
you
guys.
You could have used him at that point.
I have to sit different.
Oh, well. But we'll see what you do today. You know, there might be a jam waiting for you out there.
Shit. Who are you going to pick? Orange Cassidy next?
A game changer. A game changer.
QT Marshall?
No.
QT Marshall.
Brandon Cutler?
Maybe.
You going to get Nyla Rose now?
Maybe. All no, right. I was thinking maybe Brandon Cutler and Mel.
Nice.
Straight off the bat, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Just rename your team the Nightmare Collective in catering.
Terrible.
Oh, man. Well, I don't think there was many more. We didn't watch anything else. I mean, AEW Dark's on tonight. That'll be the first scoring of the week. We'll see if we
get... I thought we were skipping this one.
Oh, are we? Okay. Okay.
Because we knew who was winning.
Gotcha. Okay. So then there is no scoring.
We start scoring Wednesday. Wednesday. And then we won't know who's on the... which actually works out better because we don't know what's happening in AEW Dark.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're recording prior to it. So that actually
did
works out better.
Did you already tell them today's Tuesday?
Yeah.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. Right. We did tell everybody. That's why we got to have a reason why we don't know what the hell's going on. Because yeah, we haven't seen anything yet.
Joe likes Sloppy Joe's tacos.
Sloppy Joe tacos. And you're giving me a hard time about putting ranch on my fries.
Yeah. Well, Joe puts ranch on stuff, too. He's weird.
Pizza.
On pizzas. Yeah. On pizzas.
A lot of kids do that. Yeah.
So weird. So this week, what are we doing? We're going to do, like, we each get 3 picks, 2 male and 1 female. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. 2 male, 1 female.
And we're going to start with Joe. He starts because obviously his team sucks, so he needs some help.
Yeah.
So he's going to lead us off this week.
Yep.
Do you want to get into that right now or?
Yeah, unless there's some other news. I can't think of any other news that's going on.
I didn't put didn't somebody in like the Worlds Collide like win a new belt or something?
Devlin won the NXT Cruiserweight.
But I think he brought that up last week. He did a little recap of the Worlds Collide, didn't you? That was NXT UK. Yeah, you haven't done that. I'm sorry. I'm mixing up Worlds Collide with NXT UK TakeOver. So we didn't talk about Worlds Collide.
No.
What's his name? Garza lost his belt, right?
Yeah, to Devlin.
Okay.
I don't know how that's going to work, though. Is he going to come over? Like, or are they going to keep the title over there?
He might stay there because Finn Balor's there.
That'd be a cool faction. I heard AJ's hurt and that they need to move Balor back up to run the club.
No. I don't think that he needs to be with Anderson and Gallows.
Well, then Anderson and Gallows are completely and totally screwed.
Because the faction of the upper roster is the Monday Heavy Night Machinery? Messiah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Did you know that they call him the Monday Night Messiah?
Who?
Seth Rollins.
Even says it on his pants, and I was like, I almost threw up when I heard that watching it.
No.
I was like, what did they just call him? He was like the Monday Night Messiah. I'm like, no.
It's the Authors of Pain and Buddy
It
Murphy.
Makes sense. He looks like Jesus. He has dark hair. That's good shit. He's got a beard.
Oh, make it stop. It's why I don't watch.
Isn't Seth part Hispanic too? So like he can, you know, the skin tone is a little more believable than the white Jesus look. But he's not dark enough still.
We can call him. Oh, I'm not even going to go there. I'm just going to move on.
We'll call him Dirty Jesus, the Monday Night Messiah.
Vince is a nutball. I'm glad I didn't watch. I heard about
it Rumble. Really says Monday Night Messiah. And I was like, oh, that's fucked up.
Oh, man.
And then comes out with Authors of Pain and Buddy Murphy.
Yeah.
Riddle to AEW. He's got heat with the whole locker room. Nobody likes him. So he should go to AEW.
Yeah. They're mad at him because he got into it with Brock, I heard, before.
Mm-hmm.
That night. And then he got into it with... who did he get in?
Ciampa wrote some nasty tweet on him that the boys police themselves. Fuck you. Because I guess nobody wanted to give him a ride home or something after practice. And he called them all trash and assholes. Riddle did. And Tommaso Ciampa subtweeted him and said, the boys police themselves, asshole.
Oh, that's because he said it in the past to him, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I don't remember, but I don't. They're kind of doing a thing, angle on NXT where like Matt Riddle, like they'd make a lot of weed references, and he like his eyes peek up when they say like joint manipulation and things like that. And you know, because he's like bro and stuff, so it's the same old stuff, you know, like Vince, like
sounds like Vince booking.
He likes weed, right? Yeah, that's good shit.
Trying to book him as like a little surfer boy, like
yeah, I like him though. He's good. I like that he speaks his mind. I don't care. I mean,
yeah,
that's what I like.
As long as it's not like Seth Rollins speaks his mind.
No, because he actually can back it up. Seth Rollins be like, yeah, I need my apostles and stuff. That's what it's like. AOP apostles.
They're gonna call them the apostles of pain.
Oh yeah. Man.
Hell no. That's what they're called now. Apostles of Pain and Buddy Murphy. I can't help you with Buddy Murphy.
And I'm you know what? Murphy. He's Buddy Jesus. Remember Kevin Smith?
Oh, people can't see me. Thumbs up and stuff.
Yeah, the Kevin Smith movie. That's no. What.
Was that in Dogma?
I think it's in Dogma. Yep. Yeah. Bloody Jesus. Yeah. See it all. Yeah. It's all connected. Believe it or not. Yeah. I bet you we came up with that better than they did. But
let's just go with it.
Yeah, that's it. That's all that's going on. Nothing else. Yeah. Pretty dead week. Haven't had a chance to watch anything. I made a website.
Oh, yeah.
So there'll be a website where you can see our scores and everything, but it's not live yet. I'm not done. People who want to follow us and see what our scores are and know who really is good at this game, you can go there.
Definitely me. Best in the game. Best in the business.
Okay, Gatorine.
Oh, did we decide on if we're going to change the title weekly, like the 24/7 title, or are we going to keep it like...
That's right. We have to decide that because I was looking at the rules, and it says that to win the title... Okay, so what? It's a running total. So you have to score more than the person has to take the title from them. So it's not weekly. Or do we want to do this weekly? Do you understand what I'm saying there, Joey?
Yeah.
So what should we do? We need to vote on that. So whoever has the most points that week is the champ, or whoever has the most points overall at the end of the week is the champ, with the points adding up from the weeks before.
I don't know. What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
Make a decision. You're acting like your mother.
I'm the one that has to choose.
Well, I know you're kind of the tiebreaker because I think me and your dad are on two different sides on this because based on our team, one is better than the other.
Yeah, like you could get a bunch of pay-per-view, but he could win weekly.
What are you trying to say? My team stacked?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you've got the high-scoring machine over there. That's for damn sure.
Chris Statlander.
Do you want to do weekly?
I don't care either way.
I don't care.
Fine. Well, I mean...
Fine what? What does that mean? Define fine.
I don't know.
Come on. The people are waiting for you to make a decision.
You're holding up the world.
There's only two choices.
Let the viewers decide and we'll be back next week, guys.
First of all, we don't have viewers. And then...
If they're watching us, we're screwed. Kind of creepy. Why isn't this working?
I don't know.
All right, pick one.
We could do...
running score.
Okay. Yeah, that, whatever.
Running total, I mean.
Yeah.
So the belt only changes hands if whoever has the most points.
But you can still beat the champion weekly, but you can't become the champion.
Exactly. So it's like winning a no contest or something like that. So to actually take the belt... So that's champion's advantage. We have to score... We have to beat your running total or whatever. So champion...
Do we switch up after the pay-per-view, the first pay-per-view?
I don't know yet. Let's wait and see because we don't know how injuries are going to affect this game. I mean, we assume our teams are kind of set, but what if someone blows out a knee or hurts themselves between now and then? That could change a team.
Right, because Andrew does not want Britt Baker to have to do like emergency dental procedures for people and he lose her points.
Exactly. Yes, I can't have that. Or Riho decides she's never leaving Japan.
Or Jungle Boy gets, like, a yeast infection in his foot or something.
Or MJF gets lost in a scarf store and never is seen again.
Yeah.
So all those things.
All right.
So let's pick then.
All right. I get first pick?
Yes, you do.
All right.
So let's do this. No. So for the first pick of the second day of our draft, Joey's going to select... Yeah, because we didn't do that last time.
Oh, I see.
We were just saying names.
I'm going to select for the Frosted Donuts, Kip Sabian.
I knew he was going to do that.
Bang the table again, and Andrew's going to yell at you.
Yeah, stop playing drums.
The table, the people's
so
elbow.
For next up is Andrew's pick.
My pick. My next pick is... Back and forth. I'm going to go with Sammy Guevara. Damn it. I'm going to regret that. But Sammy Guevara.
You're going to get squashed.
Okay, well...
Making everybody look good over there, Andrew.
I'm going to take for my first pick of the second day of the draft, the Luchasaurus.
Luchasaurus. Oh, I just realized I was going to pick a buck, and I didn't.
And then for my next pick, going back across for the second round of day two, I'm going to pick Scorpio Sky.
That's why I was going back and forth between Scorpio Sky and Sammy.
Now it's back to Andrew.
Why do I have to go last?
Because that's the way it works, mister.
It's the way the cookie crumbles.
I am going to go with... God, I don't like her, though. I'm going to go with... I'm sorry. I am not prepared.
That's good.
There's no one good left.
You could take Cena.
I am going to take...
Evil Uno.
Nick Jackson. Oh, I know one I should have taken. Shoot. All right. Too late.
Okay, Joe.
Okay.
Your last male pick.
The Frosted Donut Select. Ortiz.
Ortiz.
And then...
Oh, yeah.
I get to select one more time. We select in Frosted Donuts Select.
Are we picking another female?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You need a female.
Do we get points for managers?
No. We get points for if they wrestle, like actually wrestle, like they're... Like Brandy did a couple weeks ago, but...
Emi Sakura.
Emi... Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. Since we're at the end, it doesn't matter. I'm going to take Bea Priestley.
Am I going to take Matt Jackson?
No, I need a lady.
We already have two men. Yeah.
I guess my best choice is... I'm between Awesome Kong, who's never on TV.
Never wrestles.
Leva Bates, who always gets squashed. Or Nyla Rose.
Or you could be Yuka Saki Saki.
I'll take Nyla Rose, I guess.
Yeah. The only other one I saw that maybe Sadie Gibbs would start wrestling, but yeah. The rest are like managers. They don't wrestle.
Or that Mel.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Well, you said Yuka Saki Saki is going to come back.
That's what I've heard. So between her and B, I'd rather have B. Because they're both going to come back someday.
Yeah, that's it. So we left a few good people left out there, like Sean Spears or, I don't know.
Wardlow was one I realized that maybe I should have looked at a little closer after I picked.
We left the Butcher and the Blade there.
The Butcher and the Blade. They might get some wins.
Yeah, because they have a deal with Ring of Honor now, so.
Austin Gunn.
You said that Marty's going to try to do something with Ring of Honor in them, so, no.
Seema. But Seema never wins.
Private Party's still there.
Yeah. Jack Evans and Angelico.
They don't wrestle.
Christopher Daniels is still
they
there.
Wrestle on Dark. Don't forget about Dark.
Mm-hmm.
The Dark that's points.
Sad. They're like really good.
So yeah. That's about
feeling
it.
Feeling good about my team.
Nobody took Marco Stunt.
I'm feeling a little better.
Why are you feeling better? You still pick like crap.
This week I have...
Dude, are you it's kidding okay. me? You took Kip Sabian and left me Luchasaurus and Scorpio Sky. Dude, this is awesome. We should play fantasy football together.
Kip Sabian.
Seriously, you want to join the money league?
Sure. Do I have to pay to get in?
Yeah, okay. To just use your birthday money.
You can pay.
Come on.
You can pay for me.
Yeah. Let's do this. That's easy money.
So tomorrow night, it's the first ones. I know I have some matches. I know about one for sure that I have people in, so.
What's that?
Private Party and Darby. I have Darby versus Jericho and
you don't have
Proud.
Party.
I have Darby though.
So he gets points.
Oh, because he's part.
So Darby, and then I have Jericho against him. Jericho's with Pride and Powerful, I believe.
Next week.
So that's the only match I know of that's actually.
So you could cancel yourself out.
I could. Unless I get a true win, like if Jericho pins him or something, then I'll lose a point from Jericho's victory, but I'll still get some points.
You get 1 point, right? Because 2 points for a tag team win.
True. Oh, no. It's a three-man. We said we decided that it would only be 1 point.
You get no points.
No, you get 1 point.
No, because he only gets one.
Oh, he would cancel himself. Because
I'm going to cancel myself. So that was a big old waste of time.
But who else?
I guess I can look at it from this point of view. I won't be at negative. Right. I'll be at zero. It's better than being at negative.
But if Chris Jericho wins, then me and you win.
Yeah, you guys will get points.
Joe, you're not winning anything. Yeah, I'm looking at your team in a straight trash.
Sabian.
He has Ortiz. He could pick up a sorry old point.
Page.
The Detroit Lions could beat your team.
No, they could.
Yeah, they could.
Wow. That's messed up.
Your team is terrible. You need to make a trade with Andrew, not me.
Andrew, you want to make a trade?
I'm not trading anyone.
Trade Jericho.
For who?
I don't know. What do I want from yours?
You can have Dustin.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, write that down. He just traded.
No,
that wasn't like a real yeah. Sure,
I'll give you Jericho for Sheeta.
Does that work?
We'd have to do some free agent nonsense.
Free agent.
Well, I guess we'd have to throw two people in. So I'll give you Jericho and B. Priestley.
No.
For Sheeta and Ortiz, I guess.
No. Yeah. No.
Cheetah's the best thing you have that I want.
Yep.
I don't want Paige. No.
You have B. Priestley, and you could have got...
Nyla Rose?
Brandi Rose.
Yes.
Yeah, I could have got Nyla Rose, but I don't like Nyla Rose. Sometimes it's hard to root for someone you don't like.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Look at your team.
I mean, I already have
Britt. Kenny as your first pick. Kenny Omega was your first pick.
Yep. Yeah, we should. I guess we should name, like, our teams.
And who's your leader?
Huh? Me.
Yeah, you have to say who's your leader.
I just told you, me. This isn't like who's on first.
Who's on first? Oh, you mean like who's the leader of the faction?
It's me, El Jefe. I'm the boss.
A part of who's like, out of the people you picked, who's like in charge?
Shit, I got a lot of alphas. I don't know who I'd pick as my boss.
Probably Cody.
Okay.
Or the dinosaur, because he's a freaking dinosaur.
Dude, I got Mox and Jericho. How do you pick the leader of your faction out of those two?
Then you take Britt Baker and make her your leader.
Riho's my leader.
I should have made my team's name like Swole Pack Mega Omega.
Swole Pack Mega.
Swole Packosaurus.
So who's going to be the first champ?
Not you yet, because pay-per-view is not happening. So I'm thinking like
I think
me.
Joe's going to win.
Yeah. Because I got all the bottom
feeders. Sounds like participation drove you to me.
The bottom feeders.
Yeah. So I'll win next week.
Because you're a freaking sucker.
You'll win the pay-per-view, except I got MJF, so.
Man, the only thing I worry about Joey Steve is we may be winning and he might rack up a bunch of dark points.
Because I'm not watching any of those on TV.
Because I don't think most of our guys won't be on dark.
Adam Page will get him wins because he's with Kenny.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's true.
Dustin has to show up when DDP shows up.
If Dustin is out there with Cody, though, that's easy wins.
Or with the Bucks. Wait,
aren't they wrestling at the pay-per-view together or something like that?
I think so.
Who, Dustin and who?
No, because it's MJF.
Oh, no, because
Cody.
They're building the MJF versus Cody for the pay-per-view, right?
Yeah. So, but you're right. I think you are going to get Dustin and DDP versus MJF and Wardlow. You just lost some points there. I don't think MJF loses to them. MJF loses until the pay-per-view.
Your team is like the Island of Misfit Toys. You have Emi Sakura and Jungle Boy, old-ass Dustin Rhodes. Trent, they don't even know. He's got a question mark as his last name now because they don't know if it's Beretta or not because they don't want to mess up Jim Ross. You got Shayna. You got Sheeta. Sheeta sounds like a Tone Loke song. Sheba was a man. Like, that's how the song went before your time. You didn't know that. But MJF, he's like named after a movie studio or something. The AMC, the MJF, whatever.
Kip Sabian.
Your team is trash. Why did you take Kip Sabian?
Because it's good pick.
Why? Because he's going to get on TV to fight Janela once?
Yeah. And if I lose, then you win.
Yeah, but that... Well, good luck with that, okay? You got no one.
Oh, isn't Pac fighting Mox soon? For some reason, I think that's a thing coming up.
Because they keep fighting
No, they just fought for the third time, didn't they?
Oh, okay. All right. I thought I was going to get some points on you. All right.
Cool. Yeah, I think that's I think that's it's pretty sweet. I think Andrew picks a lot of Hispanic dudes.
Well, I am the cartel.
Yeah, so yeah. That's why he took. That's why he wants Ortiz from you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it can go with his team.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you want a Cheetah.
I do want Cheetah. Could you imagine if I have a team of Cheetah, Britt Baker, and Riho? I pretty much got the women's division locked up.
What? What'd you say?
Oh, yeah, Breaker's trash. When Baker gets more points than your entire team, you remember that.
Britt Baker.
They love Britt Baker at AEW. They're going to push her. Watch. I'm gonna get a bunch of junk points from her.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait for Nyla Rose to demolish everyone.
She's not gonna beat Shana. Shana's gonna beat Nyla Rose.
Yeah. Huh?
When Nyla Rose comes back, Shana's gonna win in the Rumble.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do the points count from this week?
No.
On Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Wednesday.
So we're gonna do Wednesday, Tuesday, okay. Wednesday for the first week, right?
Yep.
So three shows will be added into the first score.
Yep. Yep.
Wow. It's a lot of homework. You got to take your shoes off, Joe.
I did. And okay. My socks.
Okay.
Got to.
Now you can count.
Go make a little spreadsheet. Take care of that for me because I don't want to work that hard.
But I need to find. Can we add NXT people later?
No.
Can we do an NXT one?
I mean, it's your roster. If you want to draft somebody and hope that they get signed by AEW.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant.
You might as well take Brandon Cutler.
Yeah, you might as well take Brian Cage. Now, at this point, it won't hurt you. You've got so much dead weight, you might as well just hold on to until he debuts.
I'm surprised you let the librarian sit on here. You could have took both of them.
Honestly, when you look at it, I bet you're better off having Cage than Ortiz.
In matches?
I would get Cage and just hold on to him.
Do you get points for at least being in a match?
What, like points? Participation points?
Yes.
Yeah, if, not if you lose, you get negative points.
Oh, this guy.
What if it's a three?
There's a
match?
Cage match coming up, so there's going to be extra points for Cody right there.
You said there's a match where Cage is
in it? Cody versus Wardlow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, nobody has
And
Wardlow.
If he wins that match, then he gets to fight MJF, right?
MJF, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. That's a win. Put it in my board already.
I think, yeah, Cody's going to end up being... Cody and Kenny is going
to be next week, though,
give
right?
you pretty Cody. Much the belt right there.
Boom.
I had Kenny as number one.
They're
I didn't even have...
the title on Jungle Boy.
I didn't even have anyone else close. When I did my thing and I looked at it, it's Kenny Omega I got to get. I knew that moment. And when I didn't get him, I was like, yeah. From this point, I'm chasing. You got Tom Brady and the rest of us have all the everybody else.
Because he's getting a push. He's gonna not only have the tag team belts and keep defending, he's gonna make the push for the big title.
And he wrestles often. You know what I mean? A week rarely goes by that Kenny Omega doesn't wrestle.
Because people pay to see Kenny, Cody, those type of people.
But Cody sometimes just does promos. But Kenny, boom.
If two of your guys from your faction wrestle each other, what do?
You cancel each other out.
Yeah, wait, like I'm
how
doing.
How many points do you get for a normal win?
A singles win? Four.
Yeah, just so you get 3 points.
Yeah, so you would end up with 3 points. For a singles win, it's not so bad. For a regular tag team, you get 2 points, so you would still get a point.
Well, if you had both tag team.
It's like starting your quarterback against your sweet defense, and then you're like, well, at least they'll add up somehow.
Yeah.
And give me good points this week.
I'll get some good dark points.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Dark's going to be your show. We're going to watch Dynamite, and you're going to watch Dark.
Yep.
It's Dark with the Donuts. Frosted Donuts Dark, the reboot.
Burnt Donuts.
Your team is trash.
I got MJF.
Yeah, you got MJF that all he does ever is talk and have somebody else fight for him.
So we talked about adding another person to this, but I don't think we can do it with... AEW, I don't think there's enough wrestlers for another person to have a decent team. So if we do add some, like try to add some listeners to this, we probably do have to go NXT.
Yeah, we should put a feeler out there. If somebody's interested in doing NXT, we could probably do that.
Would they be on the show? Or
upcoming
would they just
show?
Pick their people?
They would have to be on the draft show.
Yeah.
So be like, okay, guys, welcome. say hello to this guy.
Yep. You'll have to wear your mask so you don't scare them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're ugly, just like your team.
Yeah, like just father, like son.
Just the face that a mother could love.
Did you hear what he just said to you?
Yeah, like father, like son.
You got a Pinocchio nose.
Shut the fuck up. I'll slap the shit out of you.
You look
right
like
now.
The bird from the Fruit Loops box.
Oh, boy. It's getting competitive
like a
in here.
Screen TV.
Yeah, pull up a projector and watch a movie on my forehead.
Yeah, we can.
Shut up.
That big-ass forehead of yours.
Oh,
hats.
Boy. Oh, boy. But, yeah, so I'd say we do NXT if we invite someone new because I don't think there's – well, it proves it. There's not enough AEW wrestlers. There's not anyone out there left for somebody to build a team with.
Then I'll actually have to watch it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what else to do. There's no other – I mean, I'm not doing Impact.
No.
I'm not doing ROH.
Oh, speaking of Impact tonight, they're taping tonight, or they have a live show tonight, and they're doing it with AAA, and Vikingo is wrestling in Impact.
I heard Vikingo tried something. I was reading a review of the AAA thing that happened this weekend, and Vikingo tried a move, and he didn't quite hit it. They said if he would have hit it, that would have been the best match of the night, and probably one of the best, might have been match of the year, but he botched it. That's how good of a match he had.
Who was he against?
It was like a 3 versus 3. I can't remember.
Oh, so he had like Mr. Cease and Laredo Kid on his team or something?
Something like that. And I think
maybe he had
El Escorpion was.
Yeah, Lowrider.
Or El Tejano was against him. One of those two. I can't remember. But I read a good review about it. And it was a good review, too. It like really broke down the match. It was long. I was like, holy shit, they're going to tell me everything that happened this match.
Yeah, they MLW had a guy named Lowrider, but he actually is a wrestler in AAA. I've never seen him before. Who did he come out with?
He came out with Drago. He came out with Tordus.
Do you think he maybe wears a mask? That's why we never saw him before.
No, I've seen his name listed on shows, but I don't think I've ever watched that show. But I know it's really like he is a AAA wrestler because I've seen him with. I think Taurus.
He was with Tortoise, and it was Drago and Puma King again on the other team.
Doesn't Will wrestle this week in Florida?
Well, he's supposed to, but he has like that ankle
issue, right.
So I don't know if he still is.
But he doesn't have to do any flips, right? He gets.
Oh yeah, tell him not to do flips.
Yeah, but he could, like he's like really technical. Like, he won that Daniel Bryan thing.
Nobody is coming to spend their money to see him just. Bret Hart it up in the middle of the ring.
They didn't
want to be like, oh, is that Will Ospreay or is that Dean Malenko? No, they want to see Will the Thrill.
That's dumb.
What's dumb? What's dumb is I keep looking at your team.
Is it hurting your eyes?
Yeah, their team is terrible.
Yeah, I have to type out your team onto the website.
You're going to laugh every time you put in a name. You'll be like, you believe this shit? He let this guy and this guy go. Are you kidding me? You might as well have taken Statlander and put her like your second pick because she would have been your second best wrestler.
But I chose to put Trent on my team
instead.
You
picked Emi Sakura who thinks that Queen is sweet.
Queen's not sweet.
You're in trouble.
I don't think they're sweet. Freddie Mercury? She will rock you. I mean, come on.
I'm going to try to look at the positive glass half full for you. Because you're going to be in last place, you will get first pick for Brian Cage. So there's hope for you.
Yeah.
So in other words.
And if somebody's not doing well, you could drop somebody and pick up, I don't know, maybe somebody better. Like
Stu Grayson.
Michael Nakazawa. I don't know. Chuck Taylor.
Spears, Wardlow are two to watch. I don't know if it. Those were two.
Does Spears even wrestle anymore?
Dark. Your show.
You could get The Butcher and Blade. I think they got a match this week.
Eventually, yeah. They'll have some more matches later.
You could take Long John Silver.
You have Christopher Daniels. You have Kazarian.
Frankie Kazarian's a better pick than Daniels. You could get Seema.
Yeah, Christopher Daniels is kind of old.
Seema never wins on AEW, though.
The first person Kenny beat, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
I think that was that pay-per-view in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Your team's terrible, Joe. You should have just took Sonny Kiss.
I'm telling you, Brian Cage is your only hope. Or Killer Cross, or whoever their big signing is. You need to pray that it happens.
And their big signing could be with Ring of Honor.
No, if it's Bringle.
If they have a partnership, are you able to draft?
No, because
from
it's
places?
Only like one pay per view a time. It's not like they're gonna be there all the time.
I mean, he could draft them, but sure, it's not a good pick. It's that. Like drafting like some dude that plays once every 4 weeks or something.
It's like drafting Awesome Kong and hoping she wrestles once.
Yeah. I mean, my B pick is kind of silly. I should have taken Nyla. Because the reality is, I don't know when, if ever, B's coming back. She still retweets AEW stuff and hashtags I'm with AEW, so.
Who? Nyla?
B Priestley. Oh. But I don't hear anything about her coming back anytime soon, so that's kind of a dead pick for me. I probably am better off with the Bunny, you know, or Brandy. At least they're going to be there. Maybe they'll wrestle. So.
I guess if we learned anything from this draft is that you can't have a little boy playing a man's game.
Man.
So are we WCW where the big boys play?
Yeah.
And I'm WCW Thunder.
What?
Yes, you're Thunder, just like you're Dark.
Thunder. Terrible.
You should have picked DDP then.
He's not even on the roster list.
Your team is like they got an STD. They're burnt. Valtrex ain't going to save your ass. Did you learn that in health class?
What I learned is we can't do Tuesday shows. We don't got shit to talk about, do we?
No, we're just rambling. We're rambling. We should end this, Jody. What do you say, Andrew?
What's that?
Follow us at because.
Oh yeah, you can follow us at our Twitter handles.
At Real Comics.
Yeah.
Follow us all at Real Comics.
All of us. Yeah.
Yeah, all of us.
You can see what I'm reading at Real Comics. You can see what Fred's reading at Comics Fred. Mm-hmm. We can post a link to our website so you can see who's winning the Fantasy League. Though, if it's Fred, I'm sure he's going to brag about it, so you'll know if you follow Fred.
No, I'm not a bragger. I'm not. I expect to win. That's it.
If Joey's winning, you won't hear about it because he doesn't have a Twitter.
Well, I can't wait for him to watch him watch a match, and he'd be like, "Oh, I almost got the pin! I almost got the pin, Dad! She almost got it!" And then the ref messed up and counted. Yeah, that's gonna happen.
Can we get like attempted pinfalls?
We may have ruined wrestling for him. AEW. He's just gonna storm out of the room a lot.
We might have to put him on live on Twitter just so people could see his face, like just the. Agony of defeat. Yeah. Remember that ABC Wild World of Sports, the agony of defeat?
Your dad will be sitting next to you going, the thrill of victory, and you'll be the agony of defeat.
Mm-hmm. He's just hoping something happens. Like when the king dies, he's hoping that the prince can take over, but that shit ain't happening. He's going to cry when he gets in his room. He's going to tell his mom.
Dad was being mean. Tell Dad to give me some of his picks.
All right, take us out of here.
Dad's not cheering. Yeah, go ahead.
Take us out of here.
What? What do you say?
You know what you say.
When people are fake?
Yeah.